Are you ready? You just say one.
Girl, it's supposed to be like professional and
First
whatnot.
of all, I cannot see you. You can usually see the person
Oh,
pouring out of a fountain.
you're right. You are absolutely right. Dang, my bad.
Because reading is what?
Fundamental.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Do You Read BTS? I'm Lisa.
And I'm DeLizay. Welcome back, guys. We know it's been a little bit, but we are back, and we just read a new story called Vixen. It's a Hobi story, and it is by Renee underscore baby with two Y's underscore X on Wattpad. So let's get into it.
Okay, guys, before we get into it, I just want to let you guys know I have lost my voice. So if I sound crazy, that is the reason why. DeLizay might be telling a little more of this story than I am. So in the beginning of the story, it's a girl. Her name is Lyric. Excuse me. So Lyric has a friend named April. They've been in South Korea growing up there. Since they were young, like I think they are originally from America, but some way got adopted in Korea. And they are strippers. And as I read this book, I'm like, what untapped potential? Like, I'm sure they don't have no strip clubs with just some big booty hoes, a bunch of big booty black hoes, okay? Like, don't you think that would be a good money maker?
A good money maker because it just gives like the mystique of like quote unquote exotic, you know
Yeah,
what I
and
mean?
they already look at black women as like exotic
I know,
already.
that's what I'm saying. Like they'd be like, ooh, this is something different. Like that would be an untapped market. Whoever wrote this story, if you guys know people in the higher ups, you might want to get a little business venture going.
Right, can you imagine Magic City in Seoul?
Yo, imagine.
It will bring in so much money, and they really do, but they bring a lot of money in at the same
They do. They
time.
bring in so much money. And the talent. Can we just talk about how talented these women are? Oh
Girl,
my gosh, the
and they weren't
strength.
really, see, this is why I told you need to watch P-Valley, because girl, it's so good. Like, they working hard.
Oh yeah, no,
Them
trust.
girls be practicing and doing the most.
Let me tell you, I'm gonna just put my business out there. I used to work at a strip club as a waitress, but them girls are talented and extremely strong, and like I will never be able to do half of the stuff that them girls would do, and I'm just amazed. Like it truly takes talent. Like when people are like, oh my gosh, this is a stripper, I'm like, no, you don't understand the freaking gymnastics that these girls be doing, the
At this
strength.
point, it's art.
It's
It is
art. It is
art.
truly art. It is amazing the stuff that they can do. Every time I go to a club, I'm like, these women are amazing.
Right. It really is art. Like, and I need people to change the stigmatism of what stripping is.
Oh yeah, put some respect on their names, for real.
For real, for real, for real. Because I have a stripper friend, honey. I grew up with her, and she loves what she does. Like, her daddy's a doctor. She don't need to do that, but she freaking loves doing it. And she go all around the world doing it. She is in where's she at now? The Virgin
I
Islands.
know that's right.
Yeah, they be everywhere, and she worked there, and then she'll come back and work here, and she be everywhere. So, and she like it. So, hey.
If I had that type of confidence, I definitely would, but I'm just not that confident.
Right.
And I'm awkward, so I just feel like I would be real goofy. Like, yeah, you like that?
I mean, I feel like I got all the confidence in the world, but baby, I don't got the body.
I don't have, like, I'm confident, but I just don't have that type of, like, I don't consider myself a very sexy person. I feel like I'm very goofy. So I would be up on the stage trying to dance. Yes, girl. I feel like I'd
Did
be
you
up.
say I'm comfy?
I'm goofy. Goofy girl. I feel like I'd be up on the stage doing a running man and some weird shit, like doing a
Oh my God.
Dougie. I don't know.
No, you wouldn't, because you would be practicing extra hard.
I would have to, because I'd be a weirdo if I didn't.
You need to watch P-Valley on Stars.
Yeah, I don't have a Stars membership, girl.
You know, I would give you mine, but it's my brother's.
It's all good, girl. Wait, which brother? Your brother?
Yeah.
Let me get that subscription. Ask him. Ask him. See what he say.
Right.
That's why I watch P-Valley.
Right. It's so good, too. Okay, so back to the story. Sorry, y'all. So, it's this girl, her name Leary. She has a best friend named April. Like I said, they both live in Korea. They are strippers. Jen is the owner of the strip club. I love it. I love Jen being the boss.
Me too.
So Jen is the owner, but he's super nice. He's super understanding. He really loves his girls. And, you know, he does whatever he needs to do to help them. And so I saw another girl. Her name is Tiffany. Now, I love Tiffany, okay? And Tiffany is Yugi's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they work in the strip club. They make lots of money. And they meet. Oh, it's a regular that comes in for Lyric all the time, and whenever he's there, he leaves 4 stacks no matter what, baby.
Mm-hmm.
She get paid off of him, but she's intimidated as well. So one day, did she not know that he didn't come there that night?
Yeah, one night he doesn't show up, and she's like, what the heck? But
oh, wait. No, let me go back. So she did dance for him the first time,
mm-hmm,
that they talk about in the story. And the time of this story, they like, whenever she danced for him, she's like hypnotized. Like, it's weird. Like, they make a good eye contact. And it just is this instant connection. But she feel weirded out by this connection that they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so she does her little thing for him or whatever, get her money, and she move on. You know, she's still working. You know, she's a working girl. So she still has to go and, you know, dance in the, you know, on the stage or throughout the club, get dances or whatever. She still got to do whatever she needs to do. So he tells her, see me by the time you clock out, basically. And so the whole time, she's kind of like dreading this, but she don't know why she's dreading seeing this man. So she is her friend April got super duper drunk that night. And so she was like, okay, this is my excuse. Let me just go ahead and take her home so I could go ahead and leave. So she ended up just leaving that night and then go ahead and do what's
like. So she ended up leaving that night. She takes April with her. They get to Lyric's house. She kind of gets everything together, goes to bed. She wakes up the morning, and April is gone. So she like, where does Heffa go? Because her behind was drunk as a skunk, and now she ain't here.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up leaving her, I think she had to leave her a message or called her or something like that and was telling her where she was at. But what April ends up telling her, too, is that she agreed to go to this party that she was invited to by, I think it was Tay?
Mm-hmm.
She was invited by? So Lyric's got an attitude because she doesn't really want to go. She's kind of over it. She's like, dang, I don't want to go, but I got to make sure you safe, girl, because you be wilding. So we'll go to this party. So they get, you know, they get all dressed up. They go to this party and they get there and they're seeing all these fine men. And they're like, dang, you know, who is this? And they're starting to like notice that some of these people are the people that be showing up at the club. Then they see Tiff and Yoongi, and they're like, dang, like, who do you know up in here? So then that's when everybody starts appearing, and homegirl Lyric sees Hobie. And she's like, oh, here we go. Like, this is not good. So April go dip off doing her thing, and Hobie asks Lyric to go into a private room. So they go in a private room together, and he's like, I want you to dance for me.
Yeah, because that day
he didn't show up at the club.
He didn't show up at the club at one night, and so he told her, since I wasn't there that night, then how about you give me my dance now?
Mm-hmm. So she in there doing her thing, which, quick side note, y'all, this story has a soundtrack, which I live for.
Let me just let me just tell you, because last time we had a story that did have a soundtrack, you told me, oh, girl, you got to listen to the music while you read it. And I was like, no, that's just too much. I did it this time, and I totally get it.
See? It's like a whole experience, right?
It really is, girl. Some of them songs are now on my playlist.
Girl, same, because I definitely have a little playlist, you know, for that time. And so some of them songs right up in that mug.
I'm going to need you to send me that playlist.
I sure will, girl. Mm-hmm. I sure will. You'll use it more than I do, because, you know, we don't never get no music going on. You know,
whatever.
I don't ever get no music going on at that time. Anyway. yeah. So she doing her thing. She dancing for him. It's going well. And they are, like, really vibing, and they looking at each other. She in his face, he in her face. And she's like, I can't do this right now, and bounces, right?
Bounce, because they have that connection.
They having that connection. And she gets so nervous around this man. She can't figure out why she's so nervous. So she books it, and she's now searching for April everywhere. April ends up, she's having a good time, but she's been drinking. And so she's like, oh, here we go, girl. So I forgot how it ends up happening, but April ends up having somebody else take her home, and Hobie ends up taking Lyric home.
Tay takes her home,
Tay,
right?
Yeah, so Tay ends up taking her home, and then Hobie ends up taking Lyric home.
Well, they end up going to Hobie's house, don't they?
They end up, but I thought, whose house were they at?
It was a house party.
Right, but wasn't it at one of their houses?
Wasn't it at JK and Jimin's house?
Probably, yeah. Okay, so real quick, guys, let's just talk about all the BTS members. So Jin owns the club. Yoongi is... So you have all of the BTS members, and they all work together in some form of fashion. Jin owns the club. Yoongi, I don't remember what Yoongi does, but he's part of the group. Like, he does stuff for the group as well. Because they got a bunch of outside.
They in a gang, guys.
Okay, they in a gang. All right. Hobie is the leader. Jin's got the strip club as a front. Namjoon, though, is an actual police officer. But he worked with them. Yeah, a real police officer. But he worked with them because him and Hobie go way, way back. And he always got his back. So he's like, let me help you out in whatever way I can. I'll be the legal side of it. And whatever illegal stuff you're doing, I'll get it handled.
But I got a feeling that it's something fishy.
Yes, me too, girl. Me too. And I'm waiting on it to show up. Like, I'm hoping. I was hoping that he wasn't going to be, like, on some mess. But it low-key sound like he might be on some mess.
Yeah, he has.
Right.
We gonna
see.
Girl, you know, ever since he Namjoon backstabbed him in that story we read when they were vampires, I just be thinking he gonna portray somebody every time now.
No, but you remember that other story that we read recently too? He ended up stabbing. What was that one? Fake Bright. Wait, was it Fake Bright? No, not Fake Bright.
It was Fake Bright, wasn't it?
Was it Fake Bride? He wasn't in the business, was he? No, he was a movie star. No, what's the movie? I mean, not the movie. The one where they were in the gang and he had to stab him in order to prove his loyalty or something like that. But then he ended up. There was remember and it was Yoongi.
That
Yoongi
was Fake Bride.
No, because in Fake Bride, Yoongi was a superstar. Remember, Yoongi and that girl got married. She was a waitress, yeah.
We read both of those stories. Drugs.
Drugs, that's right. So, yeah, ever since that one, too, I'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, look at Namjoon with a side eye.
Yeah, so I'm hoping it just sound real fishy, y'all. It sound real fishy. Read the story because it sound real fishy. It is an ongoing story, but I think it's almost
so we
done.
Don't know. We don't know right now, like. It hasn't presented itself, but the way it's set up.
It's coming.
Yeah.
If it don't turn out, if it don't turn out the way where he's on some mess, I would be surprised.
Right.
I would be very surprised. Okay, so I don't know where I was at, but...
She ended up going to his house.
Oh, yeah. She ended up going to his house. It's super, super nice. Like, super, super nice. And his house, because he lived with other people. He lived with some other people, too, because they all had their own rooms or whatever. And she would go into his room.
Well, they showed up at his house because he was the boss.
Right.
So even though they may not have lived there, they still always
Were
kind of
there.
appear because that's where they were. That was their headquarters.
But the reason why I said that I think they lived there is because when Tay and old girl was getting it in too, and she was and they was getting it in later on, they was like, yeah, everybody could hear y'all.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yep.
So, I hopped all over the place and I do apologize.
That's okay, girl.
That's the part I'm
Something
remembering.
happened to her, didn't it?
Something happened, but I don't remember what. Okay. So, Lyric and April always getting her into some mess. So,
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna skip to this part. So, Lyric decided to hit up her homeboy, who's a drug dealer, to get some drugs. And Lyric didn't want her to go by herself, so she's like, I'll go with you, but this is a terrible idea. So, they end up going to this drug dealer house. Lo and behold, it's her ex's people too. So, Lyric's ex was there. Her ex got a lot of bad history. Like, he was
His name Brady, and he
ready.
fine.
And he was beating her down. Like, not in the good way.
I know, and he fine.
He fine, but he was beating her up. And that's not okay. So.
I know.
But.
But he was beating her up before. He ain't beating her up now,
No,
but
no,
he beat
no.
her up
Yeah.
before when they were in a relationship.
Right. Yeah, he was cheating on her. He was beating on her. Cheating and beating. It was bad. So.
Yeah, it was like when she was very young and naive too, so she kind of didn't know better as well. And he had her on drugs big time.
Yeah, he had her on some wild drugs too. So they end up going to the spot and she's like, crap, this is a horrible idea. Now that we're here, like, we gotta go. Well, April ends up getting into some mess she couldn't handle. So she ended up taking some drugs at like almost where she almost OD'd low key. So now they're panicking, and Reddy is kind of confronting Lyric in the private space, and she's getting nervous. So Lyric ends up calling Hobie, and Hobie
Yeah,
busts
because
in
she
there.
was trying, she, Reddy was trying to keep her down. He told her she could not leave. She wasn't
Right.
going nowhere.
Because he kept telling her, you always gonna be mine no matter what. You not gonna leave me, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't want you. He says, say less. You gonna be here forever and always. She got nervous.
Right.
She called Hobie. Hobie come in with all his people. They got their guns. Reddy and his crew got their guns, and they
Right.
busting off, right? So they steal
Right.
them. They get April out of there. They get Lyric out of there. Hobie is like, we won't do this again. Try it if you want to. And Reddy's pissed.
Hobie was like, Lyric, go to the car. Let me holler at him real quick. Because Reddy and Hobie are not in the same, they're not on the same level.
No.
Reddy got his good money too, but he ain't kingpin like Hobie is.
But Hobie and Reddy go way back.
Because they started being in like a gang together at the same time. So they came up together, but what divided them was a girl that was like going back and forth between both of them. They were scoring. Like it was a, like they knew that they were both scoring the same girl. Hobie started falling in love, and Reddy, I think, was in love too, wasn't he? But the girl ended up getting pregnant and then dipping off.
And so I guess like they had told her that she needed to get an abortion, and she was like, okay, I will. And then she just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Right, and they had beef ever since. Reddy and Hobie had beef ever since. And since then, Hobie has came up, and Reddy's kind of been at the same level.
So they had that whole ordeal at the spot, and then April and Lyric, go off with them. They end up having to try to like get April together because she was kind of on the verge of like overdosing. So they wanted to make sure she was okay. They got her okay, everything was fine. So Lyric is like crying and stuff like that about the whole situation. And at the time, Hobie doesn't know what her past is with Reddy. So he's kind of like looking like, hey girl, like what's going on? What happened? So she's explaining to him what's going on, and she's giving like little glimpses of what she, how she knows Reddy, why she knows him, all of that stuff.
And that's how they got to their house that night.
Yeah.
So they didn't go back to her their house until this time.
Right. Right.
So Larry started just kind of telling Hobie everything about his past with Randy, but not everything, but right. most of everything. And then she wanted to check on her friend. Hobie had to end up leaving because he had some business to take care of. Mm-hmm. So Larry was like, I wonder what kind of business he in, but Lyric is a hood chick, okay? So she knows. She was like, oh, I'm not stupid. I know he in the game some kind of way. I just don't know where he at, what he doing. So Hobie ended up leaving, taking care of business. And she was like, I need to go check on my friend. So her friend was down the hall in another room with Tay. Her and Tay just kind of bickering, going at it, and I love it.
They're so cute, aren't they?
They are so cute. I knew that they were going to be an item.
Mm-hmm. Or she called him Tay Tay Bear.
Mm-hmm.
That's cute.
Yeah. So Jen still was cooking, baby. Jen always cooking for somebody. Didn't he cook for them?
Yeah, he cooking every story he is in.
Jen always cooking for somebody. Poor Jen, he always, even in real life. Mm-hmm. Him and Yugi be the one cooking. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they was just kind of hanging around the house, just doing their thing, and like she kind of stayed there for a little time.
Mm-hmm. Cause Hobie wanted to make sure that she was safe, so like he would have people around them just to make sure they were good. If they left the house to go to work and stuff like that, they wanted to make sure they were good. In fact, the day after homegirl almost overdosed, they ended up going to work the next day, or I think she ended up going to work the next day. They was like, hey, what are you doing?
And
she's like, I gotta pay my
guess
money.
Guess who wanted to? April, the troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted to because Hobie had already told her, I don't want you going, working at the club, no time soon. She was like, bet, like, she wasn't going to work.
Right.
She was good with that. But Leah was like, girl, we got to make our money. We going to miss all this money, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, well, I guess I'll go with you. I'm like, dad, Leah?
Mm-hmm. Because she really was worried about that girl, because that girl was low-key just a little bit more wild than she wanted her to be, but mm-hmm. also wanted to make sure she was safe, but also live her best life. So she was always there by her side.
Mm-hmm. I think they just kind of started, like, they were working, and I know that they were talking about Rady them never came into the club because Jen automatically shut that down. She just kind of got closer with Hobie as the time went along. Hobie was like very, how do you say it? Dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very much. Like, mm-hmm. he was like, Larry, don't play with me. And I was like, okay, Hobie. Mm-hmm. Like, because I could see Hobie being bright and sunshiny in some parts, and then I could see him taking charge in the other parts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I guess as time goes, they kind of just get close, and then Hubby started telling her that he want her, like he want to be in a relationship with her, like. And she was like, I don't even know what you do. And then he kind of started explaining to her what he do. He was the kingpin. And she was like, oh, like how he was explaining to her, he was just like, oh, you know, I do this and I do that. And she was like, oh, I'm used to that. Used to that. I've been in the streets long enough. And he was like, no, you don't get it. I'm the king.
Right, I'm the boss. I am the boss. I'm the guy.
I am the boss. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Because she had asked, I think it was like Jimin or JK, and was like, what do y'all do? And they said they was they were all entrepreneurs. And she was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what Yugi was saying, too. Mm-hmm. I love Yugi and Tiffany's relationship too, because Yugi did not want her working in that club.
Sure didn't. Sure.
He always gave her so much grief about working in that club, but Tiffany was like, I'm not even stripping. I'm just making my money at this point.
Right, because she was just a bartender.
Yeah, yeah. So it would be so cute because she was like, oh, hold on, y'all. Let me get this far. This is Yugi calling me again. Yogi, don't start this again.
Right. Girl.
So I love that little relationship as well. But as time went by, Lyric quit stripping. She just actually started because they end up closing down one of the clubs, strip clubs. I was so confused. He was saying that he was going to close down a strip club, but then I guess he was going to leave one open.
So he was closing down the strip club, and he was opening up a club, like a regular club, and it happened to have like a pole in it, but it wasn't a strip club. It was just a regular club. And then I think the club ended up being forcibly shut down because all that stuff went down at the strip club with Reddy and them. Right? Mm-hmm. So they ended up closing that one, like, for real, because they had no choice. But in the time, there was the strip club, and then there was a regular club, and so the girls were going to work at the regular club. But when all that stuff went down, Lyric ended up hurting her foot, I think it was. Okay, this is what it was. Reddy and his group came into the strip club on some mess because he was still pissed off about the whole situation when Hobie busted into his spot to get April and Lyric out. So they came in there guns blazing, was firing off in the strip club. People was ducking, diving, trying to do all that stuff. Homegirl was looking for April and was trying to make sure she was straight. In doing so, she got some of the glass in her foot or her knee, or I think it was her knee or something. And so she was on crutches and stuff for a while. So she couldn't go work nowhere for a bit. She was staying with Hobie. April started working with at the new club with Jen as a like server or whatever. But Lyric was out for a while because of her whole injury.
So that's when Lyric quit, like, dancing the strip, because at this point she was like, as time progressed, she was just with Hobie or whatever. Hobie was kind of fair for her because he knew how Reddy was, but he also knew Reddy was not ready, honey, to mess with him. But like one night, Lyric like went in, and I think they had just went out to. Is this the night? Oh, that's the night that they went to that club. They just went to the club.
Oh yeah, they went to.
And that happened.
Right.
And Hobie went ham on her because she went outside to get some air, and he was scared. So now all the time he kind of scared of her being places, but she still be talking him, tacking him into letting her go home and all kind of stuff like that. But Reddy still be trying it.
And I know one time they went to the mall. Her and April went to the mall because I think it was somebody gave somebody a black card, so they went shopping and noticed that they was being followed. It was Nam June following behind them to make sure they were safe. And April gonna say, "Well, since you're here, go take all these bags." So she gave him all her stuff and they was walking around shopping and stuff, but he was making sure that she was safe because all that stuff that had taken place.
That's when I was finding out he was a police and all that good stuff.
But April kept saying she had a funny feeling about him, and Lyric wasn't really seeing it, but there was one day that they had a meeting at the club, and Nam June was there with some other people they had never seen before in some suits. And at this point, Hobie was, okay. So when all this stuff happened with the big fight between Reddy and Hobie ended up getting arrested. Hobie got arrested. Reddy got arrested too, but like, Reddy was able to get out. Yeah, but this
was it was like a shootout.
It was a whole thing. That's how Lyric ended up getting injured. So it was a whole big thing. So Hobie is in jail at this point. Nam June is supposed to be working on things to get him out. Lyric is miserable because she's not with Hobie and he's not free. So she hasn't been able to like really talk to him like that. So
On FaceTime, maybe.
I mean, they eventually get to the point where they're able to talk, but like for the first couple of days that he's in there, they had no communication. And then he ended up having a phone and some other stuff, and he was able to talk to her.
Being a king in jail,
able to text, he was doing his thing.
He was killing people in jail. Selling drugs. Yeah, had people working for him.
The COs was in there like, "Hey, can you handle this?" He said, "Say less." I got it. What cell is he in? Okay, I'll be on my way.
Right, he'll be like talking to the officers and be like, "Hey, can you make sure this cell is cleaned out? I need this for this such and such stuff."
Yeah, I'm like, he was not joking about being on top. So during this time that Hobie's locked up, Nam June is meeting with some other people at the club, and so April's peeping it. And she's got this bad feeling about him. Lyric is not really seeing it, but she's starting to like see it as time's going on. She's like, "I don't know about that Nam June guy. Something might be up." So now you got them trying to figure out ways to get Hobie out. So eventually Hobie does get out and he returns home, and you know when he returns home, he tells homegirl like, "Hey, I know you're supposed to be working at the club, but like tell Jen you're gonna be on the sick and shut in list for a couple of days." And that she was.
And there she was, baby. She didn't even make it out. When they went to court, because they went to court. She was there for the court, honey. He was looking at her like, "I'm about to bang that back out right now.
And did.
Right now." And they didn't make it out the court, honey. He was beating her down in one of the rooms. And she was like, "What if somebody walk in?" He was like, "Then let them see."
Let them see. That was it.
I
Like,
was
so
like,
you go, and he gonna say, "This would be totally worth going back to jail for, sir."
Sure did.
But so yeah, so they do that. He's free now. They're kind of getting back to their norm, as much of the norm as they can. But as time is going on, she's noticing that she's seeing a Hobie less and less. Like, he's either not coming home until super late and leaving super early, or getting home, you know, he's gone for a lot of the time that she's home.
Right, he's getting really distant as well.
So she's starting to feel some type of way about that, and is not really understanding what's going on. She's asking like JK and Jimin, because at this point, her, JK, and Jimin are like really close. They got their own little group chat. It's real cute.
Yeah, but the day she had asked him what was going on, he was like, "Don't start that. Getting this bed to lay down." She was like, "Okay."
They were
was
shutting
like,
stuff down quickly in this story. That mess was funny.
So this is getting towards like where we are now. So she ends up like going out, hanging out with the girls. They wanted to go to the club. They got sloppy drunk. And all we know is that she ended up passing out. But when she wake up,
Oh wait,
she
sorry.
no, you're good.
I just want to mention this real quick that we forgot to mention. Lyric, she's a writer. Like, she sings and she writes and stuff like that. And so when they're out with what Lisa's talking about, they go to a karaoke spot so that she can sing and stuff. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's right, that's right. So they got real sloppy, sloppy drunk, end up like going out of there and then like going to like another club or whatever, and then like she blacked out. Okay. When she woke up in her house, and guess who was there, y'all? Ready. Ready was there, ready, okay? But Ready did not touch her. Ready was ready. Look, Ready got her ready for bed and everything, honey. Put her in the bed in her night clothes and everything. I wonder, is that a real thing in Korea? Too many people talk about it in these stories.
I don't know, maybe. All I want to know is did he wrap her hair up for her? Did she have her bonnet on or her scarf? That's what I want to know.
Girl, you know she put that bonnet on.
'Cause that's real love right there. Don't have baby girl out here sleeping without her bonnet or her scarf.
But he got her ready for bed. Every time she wake up, she like, "What the crap is? What happened? Like, what my friend? Like, what's happening?" He was like, "Oh, you good? Don't worry about her. You here with me?" And she was like, "You need to get out." He was like, "Nah, it's something I want you to see," or whatever. He ended up showing her like pictures of Hobie and this girl. And she was like, I just don't even believe Hubby would ever cheat on me. Like, he loved me too much, and I love him. Like, at this point, they in love. They say he love each other now. And then he was like, "Well, here's more pictures." And he showed her, and she got real upset, ready end up leaving, and tell her the same thing that he keep telling her, "You are mine. Just to let you know, girl, you still are mine."
And Reddy had been telling her since he found out that she was talking to Hobie that Hobie is worse than him, and that there's a lot about him she don't know. And he kept trying to tell her, like, "You need to be aware of him. You need to be careful with him because, you know, you think you know all this about him, but you really don't. He's just gonna be out here playing you like he did the other girl." Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So Randy was like, "Girl, Don't forget you mine, but I'm gonna peace out on you. So he ended up leaving. She still could not just not believe it. So she ended up leaving, going. She was so mad at hubby at this point. She got a bat. She went to his house, started beating down his Ferrari. He came out mad, asking her, girl, what is he doing? Why are you tearing up my car like this? And she was like, who is that girl? Who's that hoe? Why are you seeing her? Don't act like you ain't been distant. Don't act like you ain't been distant to me. And if I know something going on, I see the pictures. And then he ended up telling her that that girl that he that she been seeing in the pictures is the same girl that Reddy and him had something going on with them. Remember, y'all, that she ended up being pregnant, supposed to get an abortion, ended up leaving. Well, the girl did not get no abortion. She ended up having a baby girl. And they've been trying to figure out, is it he? And so for that amount of days that she seen those pictures, he was with her. Don't ask me what they were doing, mm-hmm. but he was with her. And Lyric got pissed off. Lyric was just like, don't touch me, leave me alone. He was like, I should have told you, Lyric. I should have told you. I shouldn't have been holding this back from you. And she was like, leave me alone. Just don't talk to me. So Lyric got her car. She dipped off. So when she dipped off, remember that JK and Jimmy and her have like a really close relationship. Mm-hmm. So she goes to their house or whatever, and the first thing she said to them is, did you know? And they just like looked at her like, oh shoot, she know. And she was like, how dare y'all not tell me? Like, y'all supposed to be my road dogs. Y'all didn't even tell me. Y'all just let me look crazy out here. And it was like, JK was like, before you go crazy, no, Hobie ended up calling JK's phone. He was like, yeah, she here, I'll try to keep her here, blah blah blah. And when she seen that he was talking to Hobie was like, I'm on my way right now, just keep it there. So she ended up like just like turning around and leaving. Jimmy caught her arm and he was like, you really need to let him tell you his side of the story before you just like act up on him or whatever. And she was like, whatever. And she left. And she was left. When she left, she was boohoo crying. She was just hurt. Her feelings was hurt. She just was not in a good place. So at the end of the story, she goes over to somebody's house and he opened the door and he was like, I knew you would be back.
And you know who that is. You already Ready. Know who that is. Ready.
And that's where the story concludes. It's still ongoing, guys.
Yeah, so that's where it's at for right now. She actually just updated it today. So hopefully there'll be another update soon. I know she had mentioned earlier in the story that she was gonna it was gonna be winding down pretty soon, so we're not really sure how many more chapters she has left. Or I'm not even sure if this is a she. I just assumed. My bad.
It is she. We're mutual.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
We're mutuals on TikTok. I actually told her that we loved her story and that we loved it so much that we were gonna do an episode on it even though it was not finished.
So okay. Like, cool. So yeah. So she'll probably be concluding it soon. And we'll be able to like go through a full review, because you know we keep having these stories where we're like, oh, we're gonna finish it, and the story never gets updated again. But she's actually writing it, so we should be able to finish this one. But how did you feel about it, girl?
Girl, I absolutely love this story. It was so good. Like I said, untapped potential. Yes. Okay. It was so good. I love the characters so much. I loved everybody in the story. And the smut was good.
Yeah.
The smut was very good in detail. Keep it up, girl. You did amazing.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, girl. I really like the story. Motorsport, this story reminds me of just like, it seems very familiar, even though that's not like my life or nothing like that. It just, you can kind of relate, like just the story of it. You can relate to just how they talk to one another, just their mannerisms and stuff. You can kind of get it. And I really like the story for that. I'm really interested to see what happens with Namjoon. I mean, right. I'm interested for the other stuff, but I'm just curious, like, what is his, if he was actually like helping them or if he was just trying to set him up. I'm trying to figure this out.
I hope she do not end this story as fast as she say she is, because I really want to see what Namjoon is doing. I want to see JK and Jimin both in a relationship. of some sort, or with each other, either way. I was like, I want to see a good smut scene between Tay and April, and I want to see where they leave off because they are super duper close and cute by the end of the story. Who else? Oh, I would love to see more of Yugi and Tiffany because they were super cute. And I want to see Jen with a love interest.
I do too, because they always make it seem like Jen is like alone in this. Like everybody else has women around them, and Jen's kind of all about the business part of it.
Yeah, Jen is about his darn business, 100%.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully we'll get a full update soon. We definitely will review it once it's completed. I know we've said this before, guys, but once these stories really do get updated, we are going to review them. We just got to wait for them to be updated. There's nothing we can do about that. So, yeah, that was Vixen.
Yay, it was so good.
It was so good. And it's a really quick read. So if you guys want to like read it real quick, y'all can. It's really easy and quick to get through. Like I mentioned, it has a soundtrack. The soundtrack is fire, no lie.
Yeah, she did go to the soundtrack. Definitely. And sorry, we was a little bit all over the place, but all in all, you guys just need to read it as well.
Yeah, sorry. It happens.
We are taking our ventures to AO3 soon. We don't know when. We just know that a lot of stories are on AO3 that we have not been able to dig into like we want. So, yeah.
Yeah, and we're also noticing that a lot of the stories that were on Wattpad are beginning to disappear. And so we want to still, you know, read those good stories. We still want to get those authors, like, their credits and stuff like that. But we probably will be moving. Well, not probably. We will absolutely be moving to AO3 so that we can find those other stories. So if you guys have any recommendations, even though the list that we have is super long, please send them because a lot of them are on Wattpad or gone.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, y'all just don't know how hard it is for us to find a story like that we have picked. We like, oh, we're going to read this story. And we'll pick something that it'll either be not done, gone, or something is wrong with it. So,
yeah, honestly, more than half of the list that we got sent is gone. So, send those reviews, guys. You can send them to us at doyoureadbts@yahoo.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter, you can hit us up on Instagram, or you can go to our TikTok and leave us messages there, comment, interact with us. There's been some uploads on YouTube for our podcast page. It's not a lot, but there's stuff now coming out, so you guys can always go visit there, get, you know, subscribe, like, all that good stuff. But yeah, until next time.
And the next time y'all may hear from us, we will probably be at Vegas.
You think so? It's
okay, maybe it'll be another story.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe we'll do another story. It's only the 14th, girl. We got a whole month. That's true. Yeah, we got a whole month. We could do something in another month.
I mean, okay. So you'll get another one from us, and then you'll see some stuff from Vegas. We're trying to do something in Vegas, but probably not a review, but just something.
It's just something, because we had to. We missed out. So the last podcast episode, we did talk about doing an episode for Lisa's birthday, but COVID shut that mess down.
Yeah, quickly.
Omicron was like, absolutely not. Y'all not traveling nowhere. Sit y'all asses down. So we did.
Right. So now COVID is so much better now, and we're able to do what we need to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to be trying to have a good old time.
Yes. So if any of y'all going to Vegas and y'all see us, holla at us,
say hey, you know, all that good stuff. But yeah, all right, we'll see you guys next time.
All right, thank you. Bye. Thank you.